This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. official says several Marines were killed and a number of other American military wounded Thursday in an attack on Kabul's airport. U.S. officials have said that information is still coming in and they are trying to determine exact numbers of casualties. The Pentagon would not say what troops were involved, but acknowledged that, quote, a number of U.S. service members were killed. Two suicide bombers and gunmen attacked crowds of Afghans flocking to Kabul's airport Thursday, transforming the scene of desperation into one of horror in the waning days of an airlift for those fleeing the Taliban takeover. Russian officials claim at least 13 people were killed and 15 wounded. A U.S. official said the complex attack was believed to have been carried out by the Islamic State group. The ISIS affiliate in Afghanistan is far more radical than the Taliban, who recently took control of the country in a lightning blitz and condemned the attack. Western officials had warned of a major attack, urging people to leave the airport, but that advice went largely unheeded by Afghans desperate to escape the country in the last few days of an American-led evacuation before the U.S. officially ends its 20-year presence on August 31st. Even after the area was hit, evacuation flights appeared to continue to take off from Kabul Airport. Some countries have ended their evacuations and begun to withdraw their soldiers and diplomats, signaling the beginning of the end of one of history's largest airlifts. The Taliban have insisted foreign troops must be out by America's self-imposed deadline of August 31st, and the evacuations must end then too. Find more at voanews.com. This